Singh and you're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. And today I'm going to talk about something that's really interesting. Of course, I'm interested in everything, so that doesn't say much, but I'm going to talk about anticipation, and I'm going to talk about getting good news. I'm going to talk about what it's like to have good news show up in your life, right? What's it like to have good news show up in your life? What is that like? What does that feel like? You know? So I re-released my first book recently. It's called Prospect When You Are Happy. And I just popped it into Kindle the other day. It's kind of strange because I had someone make a new cover. So the new cover doesn't really work. So I'm going to actually replace it with the old cover. But long story to say, in that book, I talk about, it's my very first book. It's called Prospect When You Are Happy. You can find it on Amazon with my other 30 or so titles under Erica Glessing. And in that book, I talk about, and there's this one place where I talk about what happens when someone calls you with good news. Mm-hmm. So what happens in your body when you get good news? It's very interesting, right? So I'm going to ask you to just pretend that someone just called you and told you something, like you've just won $1,000 or $25,000, or you've just been chosen to represent us at some event, or we'd like to send you free tickets to go to Hawaii because we really care about you, or what's some good news that someone could call you with unexpectedly? And when someone tells you something unexpectedly that's really good news, your body has a physical reaction to it. And the next person who calls, let's say you think it's that person and you think it's the good news, but it isn't. So you answer the phone like, hello, like, hi. Like, what good news is going to come in from you, right? And when do we do that? So I want to invite you into just changing your chemistry today and to thinking like, what if today was like going to be the best day in the history of days? Like, what if that's what today was? It brought you some amazing thing that is in the best of the best, right? What would that be like in your body? And I'm going to invite you to that because when we look at energy clearing for life force, it's not just about, you know, removing the stilted, icky energy. It's not just about removing the players who are not kind to you, right? It's not just about that. No, it's not. It's about something different than that, right? So when someone infuses excitement into your day, it actually changes everything, right? So today I encourage you to pretend it's going to be one of the best days ever. And just like everything that happens, be like, is that the good thing? Is that the good thing? Is that the good news? And you'll be surprised at what happens in your day when you go about it with such complete, unfettered enthusiasm. So yeah, that's the name of the show today, I think, Unfettered Enthusiasm. It's a really good place to be, and it's going to help your body shift and change into the direction you'd like to go in, which is having one of the best days ever and what that would look like. And start inviting more days like that, like more the best days ever, right? Start inviting that in and see what happens. Thank you for listening. This is Erica Glessing on Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. I am available for one-on-one healing sessions to help you clear your energy and cut the karmic cords that have kept you back. You can contact me at energyclearingforlife@gmail.com, and you can go to energyclearingforlife.com/products. And under there, you can find book a 1-hour session with Erica. and it's you can pay some money and then get on my calendar and we'll record the session. And then you could start having more of these amazingly beautiful, surprisingly exciting days and see what happens. It's so exciting. Yeah, just shift it around. So thank you so much for listening and have